Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray, the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the fourth day of the month of Tammuz. Today is day 633. So many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. There have been talks recently between Israel and the United States regarding a potential ceasefire with the hostages being returned. Let's hope, please God, in your Hashem, all this comes to fruition and that all of the hostages come home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Daniel Reich of Congregation Adat Yishurin in La Jolla, California, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Reich slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. The Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in both Hebrew as well as in English, and then Rabbi Reich will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for those who are held captive, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach, the Cholim, for those who are sick, and Rabbi Reich will pause for about 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call, reminder email, you can subscribe at any time at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that's the link for the email, ou.org/Tehillim Call. The email gives you a sneak peek earlier in the day as to who will be speaking. It also has all the various resources, including the list of the Chayalim who are in need of our collective prayers, as well as the all of the Tehillim, Achenu, Mishaberach, the script, literally go from top to bottom. So if you don't get the email, please sign up. Please join us at ou.org/Tehillim Call. With that, v'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Reich.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Ehrman, and thank you to Rebecca Levy for all the organizational work as well, and thank you as well to the OU and its leadership for everything that you do for Kol Yisrael and for continuing to do these daily Tehillim Chizuk calls. I know that they are a tremendous service and a tremendous source of strength for our Achenu B'nai Yisrael. You know, Rabbi Herman mentioned that we're davening, of course, for the speedily return of the 50 hostages remaining. And, you know, thank God these last couple of weeks we've seen a lot of amazing things. I mean, open miracles taking place for Am Yisrael, where what was once a imminent threat of a nuclear holocaust is just totally obliterated and destroyed. And we thank, of course, Bibi Netanyahu and President Trump and the Israeli Air Force and the IDF and the B-2 pilots and everyone else that was involved behind the scenes in accomplishing that incredible goal, and of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nisim, for the miracles he does for us. But, you know, I can't be the only one who felt the sense as well of a little bit of frustration of that. I was kind of expecting that after witnessing all those open miracles that the very next day there would be, you know, okay, all the 50 remaining hostages from Gaza would have come home, and we would have heard the Shofar Gadol. There would have been the sound of the coming of Mashiach, the redemption finally fully here. There wouldn't be any talks this month in Chodesh Tammuz of the laws of the 3 weeks and the 9 days, but rather it would have been Yemei Sason V'Simcha. It would have been days of joy and happiness, and everything would have been turned around. I certainly felt a little bit of a, come on, like, if it's not now, then when is it? Like, it has to be that it's now, and waking up with a sense of urgency of that, you know, is it today? Is it today? Is it happening? And, you know, it's an important reminder for us that redemption is a process. The Geula is a process. And that we need to appreciate the process itself, that not always the end result is the only thing to celebrate, but the process itself is part of the celebration. And we know that's the way that Hashem views us. Hashem grades us based on our effort, not necessarily the end result, as the Chafetz Chaim pointed out. When we make a siyum on a Masechta, we say, Anu ratim vehem ratin, Ratzim l'vereshacha v'heim ratzim l'dvar v'telim. Anu amelim v'heim amelim. We work and they work. Anu amelim v'mekablim sachar v'heim amelim v'enim mekablim sachar. We work and get rewarded. They work, do not get rewarded. Now that doesn't seem accurate, because if I bring my shirt to the cleaners and it gets cleaned, I have to pay him for the work. If I take my shoes to the cobbler to get fixed, I have to pay the cobbler for his work. So of course they work and they get paid for their work. Says the Chafetz Chaim that they get paid for the end result. They don't do their job, they're not going to get paid. Hashem gives us reward for our effort. We see an amazing example of this when it comes to the Parah Aduma. The Parah Aduma, we're going to be reading this Shabbos. We already started by Shabbos Mincha this past week, reading the whole story of the whole mitzvah of Parah Aduma, all the intricacies of how you go about that. Now, the mitzvah is you take this red heifer, and not getting into all the details, you burn it, you take the ashes, you mix it with water, and you sprinkle on somebody who is impure, that became impure through contamination of a mace. Now, the whole process needed to be done very, very carefully to make sure that there would be no contamination, right? Everything needed to be done in a very, very sterile fashion in order to ensure that there was no cross-contamination of any other tumah that would then spoil the mechatas, would spoil the waters that would be used for the sprinkling process. So the Mishnah in Masechta Parah actually tells us that they really were concerned about this in terms of how you even get the water in the first place. Because how are you going to get the water, and then, you know, that water, either the person carrying it is going to become tameh, or where the water is going to end up is going to be tameh. And so they set up these incredible, it's almost like this isolated area that pregnant women would go, and they would have their babies in this isolated area in Yerushalayim that was constructed in such a way that would not contract any sort of tuma, and they would have their children there, they would raise their babies there, they'd raise their families there. It's almost like Los Alamos Lahavdil. And they then would, when the kids were around the age of 7 or 8, they would figure out a way of transporting them using these large oxen that would avoid coming into contact with any sort of tuma. They'd go collect the water in stone vessel, again, to ensure that there was no cross-contamination, that everything remained sterile, and then they'd bring it back to this area. But Tosos asks a very disappointing question, where he says that, well, one second, they went about this whole incredible thing. I mean, it's amazing to think about, that they spent all of this effort and time and money constructing this area, people uprooting their lives to raise their children there, not being in their regular schools, not being in their regular communities, in order so that and then they go out and get the water, and it's an incredible thing, the Mesiras Nefesh, what they sacrifice in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Parah Aduma, except as Tosfos, he says, but what's going to happen once they get the water, and they're going to mix it with the ashes? You're going to have to pass it over to an adult. An adult is much more likely that they have contracted some sort of tuma. And this water cannot have any. As we mentioned, it has to be completely sterile. As soon as they pass over the water and the Kohen takes the ashes of the Parah Aduma and mixes it with the water, well, that water is going to become tameh. There's a risk of it becoming tameh. Well, then if either way, at the end of the process, the water is going to be at risk of getting messed up, then what was the whole point of setting up this whole, constructing this whole new community and doing all of the effort they did, doing all the sacrifice in order to avoid cross-contamination with Tumah in order to make sure the water was sterile, if at the end of the day, it's going to end up becoming Tumah. And that's exactly what Tosafot says. It says, Ksas Tema. I have a bit of a problem with this. Ma Moyo Mulizeh. What was the point of doing this whole thing to get the water? Shayim Imala Mitinokos, that you're going to draw the water using the kid, Sof. At the end of the day, in an ish b'shas kiddush, no nina offer b'mayim or b'shas hazah. When it comes to the sprinkling of the water, when it comes to mixing the water, it's being done by an adult, and then we're running the risk of creating impurity. Says Tosos v'yishlomar. The answer is that you're right. There's no way to avoid that. It's not going to go perfectly. Yishlomar dema shahaya yachal lefakin masakin. But just because we're not going to be able to achieve perfection doesn't mean that we should not achieve greatness. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't go about the process itself. It's like Vince Lombardi, Lahavdil used to say to his team, he used to say to the Green Bay Packers that we're going to pursue perfection and we're going to pursue it relentlessly, knowing all the while that it's impossible to achieve, but along the way we'll achieve greatness. That is what Tosafot is telling us. And that is what these last few weeks are telling us. Israel is the only country in the world that has a war in a war. But along the way, we have to celebrate and appreciate all of the victories, all of the amazing miracles that happened along the way in the process. And I know it's hard to still wait. But Alpha Peshis Mamea Imachakaze Bechol Yom Shiavo, that even though it takes a long time, I'm going to wait every single day. I'm going to keep going through the process. I'm going to keep pushing myself. I'm going to keep joining the OU Tehillim calls. I'm going to keep pushing myself in my learning, in my chesed, in my doing mitzvos, in my showing Hashem that I am active in the Geula process, that I am part of bringing the ultimate redemption that is going to lead to not only the 50 hostages, excuse my language, only, I shouldn't have said only, not to the amazing accomplishment of bringing the 50 hostages home, but also leading to the ultimate Geula, the ultimate redemption, God willing, very soon. We'll now recite a few chapters of Tehillim as we pray for our brothers and sisters in Israel, but we pray for Jews all over the world that are in trouble, and we pray to see an end to all the suffering and a fulfillment of this promise of the ultimate redemption coming very soon. Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Psalm 20. Mizmor lanatzeach, mizmor ledavid, yamcha Adonai biyom tzara, yisagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezercha mikodesh, umitzion yisadecha, yizkor kol minchotecha, v'olat v'idash nesela, yitein lecha kilvavecha, v'cholatzatcha yimolei, niranana b'yishuatecha, Uveshem Elohei Nunigdol Yimale Adonai Kol Meshalotecha Ata Yadati Ki Yoshi Adonai Mishicho Yaanehu Mishmei Kosho Bigvurot Yesha Yimino Eilev Arechev Eilev Asusim Va'anachnu Veshem Adonai Eloheinu Naskir Hei Makaru V'nafalu Va'anachnu Kamnu V'nit Odad Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Ya'anenu B'yom Kareinu. Tehillim, Parak Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor L'David, Adonai Ro'i Lo Echsar, Bino Deshe Yagitaini, Almei Menuchot Yinaleini, Nafshi Yeshavev Yanchedi B'magle Tzedek L'ma'an Shemo, Gam Ki Elech B'geit Salmovet, Lo yara ki ata yimadi shivdecha umishantecha eba yenachamuni taroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorai dishanta v'shemen roshi kosi revaya achto v'chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayai v'shafti v'beit Adonai le'orech yamim. Tehillim, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir Lamalot, Esayna Yele Ari Ma'in Yavo Ezri, Ezri Me'im Adonai Oseh Shamayim Varetz, Al Yitain Lamor Aglecha, Al Yanum Shomrecha, Hine Lo Yanum Velo Yishan Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzilcha Yad Yiminecha, Yom HaMashemesh Lo Yakekav Yareach Balayla, Adonai Yishmarcha Mikora Yishmar Enafshecha, Adonai Martet Chovo Echa Me'ata V'Yadolam. Tehillim Kuflamid, Psalm 130. Shir HaMa'alot Mima Makim Graticha Adonai Adonai Shim'a V'Koli Ti'enos Necha Kashuvot L'Kol Tachanunai Im Avonot Ishmorya Adonai miyamot, kimcha slicha leman tivarei, kiviti Adonai kifta nafshi, viledvaro chalti, nafshi l'Adonai mishom laboker, shomim laboker, yachel yisrael al Adonai, kim Adonai achesed, v'harveim ofidut, v'hu yifted yisrael mikol avonotav. Tilim kuf membet, Psalm 142. Maskil David, Biotov Marat Fila, Kolil Adonai Ezah, Kolil Adonai Ezhanan, Eshvok Lefanav Sichi, Tirasi Lefanav Agid, Bizatev Alai Ruchi, Viate Yadat, Anezirazi Borach Sualech Tamnu Fahli, Habe Yamin Rev, Eni Makir, Avad Monos Mimeni Enderesh Lenavshi, Zakti elecha Adonai amarti ata machsi chelki be'eretz v'chayim hakshi ve'ori nasi ki dalosi meod ha'atzileni meradfai ki amtsu mimeni hotia memasker nafshi lehodor et shmecha bi'achziru tzadikim ki tigmol aloi. Achenu, Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanetunim v'tzaru v'shivya העומדים בהם בים, ובהם ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, ויוציאם מצר לרווחה, ומאפלה לאורה, ומשיבה לגאולה, השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them, and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Recite the Mishaberach, L'chayalei Tzahal, the prayer for Israel's defense forces. Mishaberach Avoteinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Et Chayalei Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael, V'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon, העומדים המשמרתנו והרי אלוהינו מגבול הלבנון ועד מדבר מצרים ומניעם הגדול עד לברעבה ובכל מקום שהם ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו נקפים בפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה, בכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. ידבר שוננו תחתיהם ועצריהם בקד ישועה ואתם ניצחון. וקוים בהם הכתוב כי אדוני אלוהיכם ההולך עמכם להילחם לכם עם אויביכם להושיע אתכם ונאמר אמן. המשברך for the שפויים, a prayer for those being held in captivity. מי ישברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, יוסף משה ואהרון, דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וישמור וינצור את נדרי צבא ההגנה לישראל ושפויו ואת כל אחינו הנתונים בצרה ובשביה ועבור שכל קהל הקדוש הזה מתפלל בעבורם הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם ויוציאם מחושב וצלמוות ומסורותיהם ינתק ומצוקותיהם יושיעם Vishive meher lechekim shprotem. Yodu ladunai chazdo v'niflotav v'nei adam. Ugoya mikra shekatuv. Ufduye adunai yishuvun. Uvau tzion birina. V'simchat olam al rosham sason v'simcha yasigu. V'nasu yagon v'anacha v'nomar amen. We'll now recite the Mishaberach for Cholim, the prayer for the sick. We'll pause to have time for people to insert names of those that they are praying for. Mishaberach Avotenu, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Hu Yivarech V'Yapeh, Et HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimaleh Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimam Rapotam Achzikam Achiyotam Vishlach Lehem Meher Refuah Shlemah Mishamayim L'chol Evrehem B'chol Gideim B'toch Shar Cholei Yisrael Refuah HaNefesh Refuah HaGuf Hashta Bagala U'Vizman Kariv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Reich. Really, truly appreciate having you on. And we look forward, please God, in your Hashem, to having you back here on the Daily Tehillim Call in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program, which will be tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefila, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a wonderful and safe day.